This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall. The new coronavirus shows no sign of abating as it works its horrifying way around the world, now in 177 countries and regions. There are about 614,000 confirmed cases globally at this hour, some 74,000 more than at the same time yesterday. At 28,000 plus, deaths have risen by almost 3,000 over the past 24 hours. The figures come from a running tally being kept by Johns Hopkins University. The United States has the largest number of confirmed infections, about 105,000. New York City is especially hard hit, but there are large new clusters emerging, among them Chicago, Detroit, and New Orleans. As bad as things are in the U.S., many countries exceed its estimated 1,600 deaths, among them Italy, Spain, Iran, and France. Italy and Spain continue reporting the worst European virus numbers. Italy has lost more than 9,000 lives to COVID-19. 2 weeks into a nationwide lockdown, Italy reported almost 1,000 new cases over 24 hours, pushing the case total to about 86,500. Italian President Sergio Mattarella called it, quote, a sad day in our history. In Spain, infections have gone up by 11,000, hiking the number of coronavirus cases there to well over 65,000. Deaths now top 5,000. In France, COVID-19 has so far claimed the lives of about 2,000 victims. The total reported caseload there is 33,000. Health workers in France got a huge display of gratitude overnight, emblazoned in lights on the Eiffel Tower. The French word for thank you, merci, also spelled out was stay at home. Germany has announced it will not loosen restrictions on public life until at least April 20th. There have been 53,000 COVID-19 cases in Germany, with close to 400 deaths. Among those who are quarantined, Chancellor Angela Merkel, who was found to be close to a doctor who has tested positive for the virus. Via remote, this is VOA News. Hard-hit Iran has reported well over 35,000 coronavirus cases with a death toll that is closing in on 2,400. A tragedy on top of that. Nearly 300 people in Iran have died after ingesting bootleg methanol as a purported COVID-19 safeguard. Here in the United States, President Trump has signed a $2.2 trillion pandemic aid package aimed at helping Americans weather a period of economic distress that deepens by the day. Mr. Trump has also invoked the Defense Production Act, ordering that General Motors begin manufacturing ventilators for COVID-19 patients who need them to stay alive. The state of New York alone says it needs tens of thousands of ventilators for its hospitals, both standing and makeshift. An official at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control says the country remains in the acceleration phase of the pandemic and that all corners of the United States are at risk. It is an argument clearly at odds with President Trump's public wish to soon open up the economy in parts of the country which remain largely untouched by COVID-19. He's promising an early decision on backing away from existing White House guidance on such things as stay-at-home orders and social distancing. Meanwhile, Abbott Labs says it's gotten approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to market its rapid test for detecting the coronavirus. 5 minutes for a positive result, 13 minutes for a negative reading. In other developments, the United Nations says 86 staffers have been struck by the coronavirus worldwide. China is sending medical help and supplies to neighboring Pakistan. There have been only 11 virus deaths, but there are more than 1,400 cases in Pakistan. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro is casting doubt on his own government's statistics on COVID-19 deaths, saying he suspects they've been inflated to serve political interests. The far-right leader, who has railed against what he calls the overblown reaction to a disease he terms a little flu, said he did not believe the statistics coming out of the state of Sao Paulo, whose governor he has attacked for his response to the outbreak. World markets have a weekend breather after being hit by a fresh wave of pandemic-induced selling yesterday. After a large-scale three-day rally, Wall Street finished the week with a 900-point loss in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, a drop of 4% in value. Because of the pandemic, a conference to review the implementation of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty has been postponed. It was set to begin at the United Nations headquarters in New York late next month. A meeting is held only every 5 years. The treaty is considered the underpinning of global efforts to prevent the spread of nuclear weapons. 191 nations are involved. The director of one of Haiti's top hospitals was kidnapped yesterday, prompting a staff refusal to take in new patients. This as the impoverished country battles an outbreak of the new coronavirus amid a spike in gang violence. To stay up to date on all the day's news, including the latest on the pandemic, we urge you to go online to voanews.com, our website. Via remote, Gene Randall, VOA News.